This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, and it's a great privilege to talk to my colleague, Colonel Jeff McCausland, about Gettysburg, the first day. It is my reading over many years that the first day was the battle, right then. Jeff's just gone through it carefully. His book is battle-tested, Gettysburg Leadership Lessons for 21st Century Leaders. Lee was blind. His cavalry was not there. The Union was not. And Buford sent for Reynolds. Reynolds came up with the first corps. They were overwhelmed. They were outflanked. They fell back. And then the decision had to be made. Jeff, all these decades later, you've just outlined the order that Lee gave Ewell and Ewell's decision not to attack. What did Ewell see? What informed him? Why did he hold back?
Well, I think he held back for a number of reasons. One, I think, once again, he had been developed in a very controlling situation when he was a subordinate to Stonewall Jackson. Jackson, many people have said, had more officers on court-martial charges than the balance of the Confederate Army combined. So not exactly an environment that prizes initiative. And as a consequence, I think that's one reason. Second reason, of course, new in command. And uncertain of himself, lacking a bit of confidence. And I think, to a degree, one can blame Robert E. Lee for this, who was very comfortable with a very broad command style, which had worked for him very well when he was working with very experienced commanders like Jackson, like Longstreet, and like Stuart. But now he has new commanders, both Ewell as well as Hill, and he probably needed to be, I would argue, a bit more directive. Thirdly, of course, it's late in the day. They've marched a long way. They've been fighting for a good part of the afternoon. The men are in the town, and they are, as we would say, disordered. There's not rape, pillage, and plunder going on, but they're probably looking for something to eat, a new pair of pants, a pair of boots, or whatever, and it's going to take a period of time to get them reorganized if, in fact, they're going to continue the assault and take Cemetery Hill. And last but not least, his entire corps has not arrived yet. Most of it has, but he hasn't arrived yet. I think so you add all that up, and those become the reasons why Ewell doesn't advance. Fortunately for the Union forces, behind John Reynolds' corps had arrived the corps of General O.O. Howard. And as Howard arrives in Gettysburg, he will go across Cemetery Hill, Cemetery Ridge, en route to the western side of the city, and he'll drop one brigade off as he crosses that particular piece of terrain and direct them to begin digging in on Cemetery Ridge and Cemetery Hill just in case the Union Army would need a fallback position, which they certainly did.
Not the whole army was on the scene. I believe there was, the forces were roughly equal. Did that inform Ewell that, we have about a minute, Jeff, did that inform Ewell that he didn't have the overwhelming advantage to flank what was above him, the high ground?
I think he just didn't know, John. Again, he was bereft of cavalry and therefore bereft of immediate battle information. And second of all, of course, an interesting story is that evening after he's made that decision, General Isaac Trimble, the oldest general officer in the Confederate Army, will arrive indignantly at General Lee's headquarters, telling him that he had told Ewell that he could have taken the hill with a brigade, a division, or a regiment. And he said, General Ewell just looked at me, sir, silently, and now many a good Southern boy is going to die tomorrow because we didn't take that hill today.
Did Lee believe that he could win the battle in the morning?
I think he still thought he could win the battle in the morning. He began, of course, an effort to outflank the Federal Army on the second day. And if the Confederates had moved more quickly, they moved slowly. He thinks they're going to move about 8 to prepare for that attack. Longstreet doesn't move till noon. And if they had gotten in position earlier and begun the attack, I think they might well have taken a little round top on the southern end of the battlefield, enveloped the Union Army, and made it a Confederate victory in 2 days.
And therein lies the second day, which we will continue in future. Colonel Jeff McCausland, United States Army, CBS News, author, battle-tested, Gettysburg Leadership Lessons for 21st Century Leaders. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.